So, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Thank you for coming today to celebrate our church anniversary. Today, we are looking at one of Jesus' most puzzling stories. It looks like it's quite difficult to match the anniversary and the theme of this Luke 16. At first, it seems like Jesus is praising someone who did wrong things. But when we understand what really happened, we learn an important lesson about taking care of what God gives us. So let me paint a picture of life 2,000 years ago. Rich people who owned big farms didn't live on their land. They lived in other places and only visited their farms few times or once a year. They hired stewards to look after everything. These stewards had lots of power and made important decisions. So here's something very important to understand. In those days, Jewish people were not allowed to charge interest when they lent money to other Jewish people. This was God's law, found in the Old Testament. You could charge interest to people from other countries, like Gentiles, but not to your own people, Jews. So lending to fellow Jews had to be done without making extra money from it. We are not completely sure who owed the money in this story, but the steward had probably been charging interest to Jewish debtors. This was against God's law and against what his master expected. The amounts of money were huge, not small loans to poor farmers. We are talking about debts that would be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars today. So these people who owed money were probably wealthy business people with lots of influence in the community. So when the steward found out he was going to lose his job, he had to think fast. He realized his illegal practice of charging interest had been discovered. In that important moment, he made a decision. He made a decision that changed everything. He canceled the illegal interest he had been collecting. So notice what happened here. The steward gave him money that he had been keeping for himself wrongly. By canceling these debts, the steward did several smart things. The people who owed money now saw him as generous instead of greedy. He made friends who might help him later. And most importantly, he stopped doing wrong things and started following God's law. And here's where the story gets really interesting. The master praised the steward, not for his past wrong actions, but for how wisely he handled the crisis. The master got exactly what he was supposed to get. When the steward fixed his illegal practices, it didn't hurt the master at all. Actually, it made the master look good in the community as a fair and honest lender. The praise was not for being dishonest. It was for being wise when things went wrong and for turning away from bad practice to good ones. And this story fits with other stories. Luke tells about repentance. Like the young man who wasted his father's money and then came to his senses, the prodigal son. This steward had a moment when he realized he needed to change. He gave up money that wasn't really his and chose a good relationship over selfish gain. This is what real change looks like. Not just feeling sorry for doing wrong, but actually turning away from it and doing what's right. And Luke tells us Jesus told this story to the Pharisees who loved money. They were supposed to be spiritual leaders, but they had become corrupt. They were like spiritual loan sharks, putting heavy burdens on people while making themselves rich. Jesus was not saying all money is bad. He was talking about dirty money. Wealth gained by cheating people, being dishonest, or misusing power. As we celebrate our church anniversary, this story challenges us to think about how we take care of what God has given us. Through the parable of the shrewd manager, we learned that earthly security doesn't last, but relationship with God and with each other have lasting value. When we had to choose between personal profit and doing right, he chose wisely. As Cedar and Caroline Springs United Church, we face the same choice every day. Will we choose what lasts forever over what's here today and gone tomorrow? For 22 years, God has had a special purpose for our church in this community. We may be small in number, but we are mighty in spirit and rich in unique gifts. God didn't place us here by accident. He has called us to this place at this time for His perfect purposes. Our size is not our limitations. It's our strength. In a small church, every person matters. Every gift is precious. And every act of service makes a real difference. So I want to take a moment to thank our faithful stewards who have served with dedication and love, and who handling building renters, manage communications, serve on council, coordinate worship, care for pastoral needs, maintain the building, organize events, etc. Your faithful service has been the backbone of our ministry, and your commitment inspires us all. But today, I also want to encourage every person here. You each have unique gifts that God wants to use in this place. Our church is like a beautiful tapestry. Each thread is essential to create the full picture of what God has weaving here. Whether it's helping with building renters that happen once or twice a year, occasionally checking church phone calls or emails, sending messages to our church family, offering a listening ear to someone in need, sharing your skills in maintenance or technology, or simply being present with your prayers and encouragement. Every contribution matters deeply. You don't need a special title or position. What matters is your willing heart and your desire to be part of what God is doing here. In our church, when you step forward, it makes a visible difference. When you offer your gifts, they are noticed and valued. When you share the Lord, you lighten everyone's burden and strengthen our whole community. I believe with all my heart that God has great plans for Sydenham Caroline Springs Uniting Church. He has sustained us for 22 years, not just to survive, but to thrive and to be a beacon of His love in our community. Our calling may look different from other churches, but it is no less important. Sometimes the greatest impact comes through faithful service in our places. As we look back with gratitude and forward with anticipation, let's embrace our calling as faithful stewards. Let's trust that the same God who has brought us this far will continue to provide for our future. Let's use whatever He has given us, our time, our talents, our resources, our very lives, to build His kingdom right here. Together, we can continue to be a place where people encounter God's love, find healing and hope, and discover their own calling to serve. May we always remember that our true security comes not from what we accumulate, but from the one we serve and the community we build together in His name. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank You for blessing our church through these 22 years. You have guided, sustained, and called us to serve in this community. As we look back with gratitude and forward with hope, help us remain faithful stewards of Your gifts. May our love, service, and witness always glorify You through Christ our Lord. Amen.